Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's your message to Jimmy Crowder?
He thinks that he is doing this for me, is giving me rap. This is not rap that we listen to in our community. We need some real rap. Like, you know, the legends, the Biggie, Tupac's, the Lil Wayne's, the rap. Like, the jump around is not rap.
I played Tupac today.
Wow.
But play it Hall & Oates. You play Hall & Oates 8,000 times. I can't get Dear Mama. I can't get, you know, Juicy. Like, give me something, Jimmy.
Yeah. I knew that was coming at some point because here's the thing. Jimmy picks the music. And by the way, Crowder, Hawk's in another mother bleeping continent. So, I mean, this is the Hawkman and Crowder show. Hawk isn't here. Your name's on the show. Say the word, I take over the music, and we're done. Like, this is done. Because Jimmy panders to Hawk nonstop. He plays, you said, Hall & Oates. He plays, I mean, like, just every song from the 80s. And then, you know, Hawk's not even here, Jimmy. You're not pandering to Crowder at all. At all. I mean, what's going on there?
At all, Jimmy. You know what? If you want to go do Future, do these little I'm the biggest, the largest, D-Lo boy, whatever his name is. Just something. Just Jimmy, play somebody black.
No problem.
Hawk's not here. Give me a week. Melanin. I need somebody with melanin.
Next song coming in is Drake. Have you heard? I know my reputation on this radio station, and for good reason, when it comes to rap music, is very suspect. And again, I understand, but everybody's into Playboi Carti right now, and I'm trying, Crowder. I'm trying to get into Playboi Carti. Have you heard his new album? It's called Music. I Am Music, or just Music. Have you heard it at all?
No, I probably have. I don't know. Yeah, My kids are listening to all that stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, again, I get it. I'm not the right person to be opining on this, so I'm not trying to act like I'm a hip hop head. I've messed up doing that bit, but I just don't get it with Playboi Carti, and I hate that I'm sounding like an old guy, but I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
You know what? I'm going to check it out. We'll talk about it this week. I'll ask my son. Lil Chan, I just went and picked him up like 30 minutes ago from the bus stop. I'll ask him about Playboi Carti, and he'll pull up all the songs
because,
for me. So,
because, like, even with Future, the mumble rap stuff, like, I get it because you can kind of just put it on in the car and you vibe to it. There's just, like, that vibe, you know, where you kind of just, all right, even if I don't understand anything he's saying, I can rock to it. Right. I can rock to it. But with Playboi Carti, it's like, bro, it's like you're being punched in the face with all these synthesizers And then, like, some guy comes out and he's just yelling at you, and it's like, I want to kill myself music. But then it's like, he's mumbling the whole time, and then there's more synthesizers just punching you in the face the entire time. And I just don't get it. I don't understand how he's mainstream, you know? I don't get how he – I could see how there's a cult following for him. But he's mainstream now. His album is, like, the number one hip-hop album in the country right now, and I don't get it. I just, for the life of me, can't get it.
It's a lot of them. D-Boy, D-Lo, something. There's a guy, Blueface Killer?
Yeah.
Blueface, the guy that went in jail and dated that little crazy woman.
Yeah.
Bro, it's some guy. I don't understand how they're famous, but, you know, I respect it. It's all, you know what? It's almost like my oldness of not understanding a Jake Paul. Like, I think the world is changing around us, Solana, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you hang out with Hawk and myself too much, but you're becoming an old guy that doesn't understand trends.
Well, maybe that's the problem. I've always felt like I'm the young guy on the show, but here I am, 30, and I think I'm closer to you and raggedy-ass Hawk than I am to, like, I don't know, like 20-year-olds and 21-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm the biggest, the largest, I'm in charges.
No joke.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Listen to the Playboi Carti album. Again, it's not that it's bad. It's not that. I'm not saying that, this isn't music. But I just don't get how it's mainstream, how anybody can put that on in their car and just be like vibing to it. You can't, because it's just so much stuff happening at once. It's like a sensory overload for the entire album. It's crazy.
I promise you, both my kids, just Chan, you know, we talked about it. I make Chan run a mile and a half every day, and he has headphones, and he has playlists on his phone. Ava has playlists. They play, and I don't know what's going on anymore, but I'm going to tell them to put on Playboi Carti for me tonight. I'll have a way better evaluation of Playboi Carti tomorrow, because I'm going to ask them. I guarantee they got the crap on their playlist. I don't know what's going on with these children.
Man, Crowder, you go from doing like these introspective, very well thought out conversations with Ryan Clark and Fred Taylor on the Pivot. And then, you know, Hawk takes a week off and I come to you with, hey, go listen to a rap album and tell me what you think. I mean, it's got to be maddening for you. Just maddening.
It's fun, man. I like my life diversity. I really do. I enjoy it. I told you before, this show is downtime.
Yeah.
This show's so much fun.
Yeah.
Because I really have to prepare and write questions and do crap. Like, hey, you know, Will Messel's jumping on. Like, all our guests are our friends. Right. This is fun. I love sitting around with y'all.
Yeah.
If Jimmy wasn't racist, it would even be better.
Agreed. 100%.
I am not racist.
There's some actual news here for a second, if we can step away from the nonsense. Apparently, there's like these pretty major brush fires right now happening in parts of Miami-Dade County. So they shut down one of the roads that leads to the Florida Keys. Crowder, I know you're a fisherman, so this might be important. Card Sound Road. So it's not US 1, but the only other road that could get you into Key Largo that you go through. Yeah. Card Sound Road has been shut down, according to Monroe County Sheriff's Office, because of these brush fires. Apparently, they're coming from Miami-Dade County, I believe. It's in the Herald. So, anyways, if you are, I know for a fact, I was in the Keys a month ago, and I got into an Uber, and I heard our show. It was insane. So, I know for a fact, people down there listen to WQAM. So, if you are driving, or have plans to drive down there, obviously just keep up with the news and be safe more than anything. Before we get to headlines, I'm just going to run through, as I promised, the list of linebackers in the 2005 NFL draft taken before Crowder. So the first linebacker,
made more money than me.
Yeah, first linebacker was taken by the Cowboys. You remember who that is?
DeMarcus Ware.
Yes. And then right behind him with the 12th pick by the Chargers, San Diego.
Was that Lights Out?
Yep, Sean Merriman.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, all my friends. I know all these dudes. We were at all these dinners together as all Americans.
Man, there was a lot of linebackers in the first round, Crowder.
We had some dope. Lofa Tatupu went.
Jamal Thomas Davis to the Carolina Panthers. Derek Johnson to the Kansas City Chiefs.
TD Monster. Yep. Derek out of Texas.
David Pollock.
Derek, TD were off the ball. DeMarcus Ware, Pollock were like, you know, 3-4 defensive ends. They were more pass rushers. We had a squad in there. It was some badass linebackers in that draft.
Kevin Burnett out of Tennessee. A lot of SEC guys, man. Lofa Totopu, yep. You're right, out of USC to the Seahawks in the second round. Yep. Odell Thurman to the Bengals in the second round.
Odell went before me, and I think I was better than Odell.
Yeah.
That was one of the guys that was one of the dudes that pissed me off. I was better than him and Lofa.
Let's see. Matt McCoy, end of the second round to the Eagles out of San Diego State. Bro, a Mountain West Conference guy went before you.
The little bitty white dude. I was hot about him too.
That's hilarious. At that point,
I was hot about him too.
At that point, you're like, oh, come on. What?
That's when I started drinking. That's why when Saban called me, I was drunk. Because I'm like, Mountain West?
Mountain West.
Y'all ain't going to draft my ass? Really?
And then there we go. Channing Crowder. Randolph Channing Crowder, number 70, to the Miami Dolphins out of Florida. And apparently, that was a pick the Chicago Bears had. But the Bears traded up with the Dolphins. Let's see. I don't know. It says the pick was originally from Chicago.
Fool with my money.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man. They stole. That's why I spent that. That's why I got that credit line and spent $1 million because I was supposed to go number 20 to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Or number 32 to the Patriots. And I was supposed to be guaranteed $8 million. And then I went number 70 over number 32 or 20. And I lost millions of dollars.
Let's see. The Packers took Aaron Rodgers instead of you. Well, I'd say they did a pretty good job, if you ask me.
Who was the 32nd pick that year?
32nd pick.
Because that was where I
– Yeah, yeah. Logan –
I swore the Patriots are going to draft me.
Logan Mankins, who was a pro bowler. Offensive guard. Sorry, bro.
Logan Mankins. Offensive guard out of Wisconsin West or something. Yeah, man.
From the whack.
Hey, Dad, they hurt my feelings with that one.
Yeah.
Millions. I lost millions.
Yeah. Sorry, bro.
I know. I'm sorry, too. Hell.
Seahawks, Lofa Totopu, Odell Thurman. Yep. It's crazy because five linebackers, 5 went in the first round. You're probably sitting there saying, oh, here we go, linebacker draft.
We're rolling.
Boom.
We're rolling.
Yeah.
And it's a difference between, like, D-Ware. Like, the edge rushers, you knew were going to go high. But I was like, these people are drafting inside linebackers. Oh, I know I can play with these boys. First round, second round. It started at noon. I didn't get drafted until – it was dark. It was nighttime outside when I got drafted. And the draft started at noon.
Crazy. You did go. This is interesting. I guess I've never looked down this far. You went before Justin Tuck, who was taken 74th overall. He's got to be fuming about that too. I would love to hear his draft story. Evan Mathis, who was another guard, he was a Pro Bowler, and Richie Incognito went a couple picks behind you, 81st to the St. Louis Rams.
I'm sweeter than all of them.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'm with you.
All right, let's.
I was fooling with Justin Tuck at the combine.
Oh, were you?
Didn't know he was going to be Justin Tuck. Whatever. We're just back there. He has a great personality. We're back there messing around because he didn't do any work either. So the guys that didn't work out kind of just sat there and talked. And Justin Tuck was. I could tell he was going to. You know, now he's a millionaire. He does investments and all.
I saw. Funny enough, I saw the Pivot episode with Justin Tuck, which is why I know he's a good dude. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very cerebral, which I don't know why cerebral people like me because I'm not cerebral. I'm just a silly foolishness guy.
Yeah. Remember what show you're on. all right, let's do headlines here cuz we still have a lot to get to today. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen. The great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The big news right now has to do with the Miami Heat. And we didn't do 15 minutes of Heat, so this can pretty much count as 15 minutes of Heat, sponsored by my friends at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. 8th straight loss last night, Crowder. Laughed off the floor in the second half to the New York Knicks. This is the first time since the 07-08 season that the Heat have lost 8 straight games. Remember, that's the year, 07-08. They went 15-67. It's the longest losing streak of Eric Spoelstra's career. And the Heat are now 10 games below 500 at 29-39. They have not won a game since March 3rd. They're the 10th seed in the Eastern Conference. It is, legitimately, I said this earlier, a disaster end to this regular season. It's the worst possible way this season could have ended. Because even if they would have just won some games, kind of hovered around 500, been the 7 or the 8 seed, at the very least, there would be some sort of hope where, like, hey, you bring Tyler, Bam, and Wiggins back next season, add a couple guys, make some moves, whatever. Like, there would have been some hope that those three could be good together, right? Not, again, not title contenders, but good together as you await the 2026 offseason. I don't see how you can run it back with this trio next year. I don't see it.
The season goes like the games where you're going to be close late and they're going to lose it in the fourth. Yeah. We've seen it a number of times now, and now you see them breaking down as the season goes on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The games to the season are very analogous.
Analogous. That is a good point. That is a great analogy by you. This season is ending how every single one of the Heat's games has ended this year, which is we might give you something through 3.5 quarters. Here comes the final 15 games. Boom. Nothing. Give you nothing. Yeah.
Good teams get better, bad teams get worse.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Panthers are off until Thursday, and Inter Miami is off until the end of March. And we're less than a week away from Marlins opening day. And tonight, we have the first four, and it begins in about an hour, right, Jimmy? First four begins in about an hour.
Yeah, like 6:40.
Yeah, you have the schedule up over there, right? Let's see. Yeah, St. Francis and Alabama State at 6:40, UNC San Diego State at 9:10 p.m.
On True TV.
True TV. Thank you, Jimmy. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. It's like 70 degrees. Going to get a little chillier tonight as well, just like it was last night. It'll drop into the mid-50s tonight, ladies and gentlemen. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Let's wrap up the show here. It's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap. I know Hawk and Crowder have been talking about some new beers at Funky Buddha. Sticky Treats, it's available in their tap room right now, and soon it's going to be available at select retailers around the state. It's a rice blend, rice blonde ale with vanilla, and it's a fan favorite. You guys know how much we love our friends over at Funky Buddha Brewery. They have the new lemon meringue pie and a ton of awesome new happenings going on at Funky Buddha Brewery right now. As always, a 5 o'clock hour right here on the Hockman and Crowder Show, brought to you by Funky Buddha. We had a really good show today, I thought, given the circumstances, right? I mean, not much going on today, and the Heat have just been, it's been tough. There's no doubt about it. It's been very tough. But the good news is that they're back at home, I guess. And, you know, they can only go up from here. There is a ton of sports going on tonight. You got the first four, St. Francis and Alabama State, tip off in about a little less than an hour. St. Francis is a 3.5-point dog, Alabama State the favorite. And then UNC San Diego at 9:10, UNC 4.5-point favorite. So that is coming up for you tonight. Heat back at home versus the Pistons tomorrow. I'll actually be live at the Kaseya Center tomorrow. Before we get out of here, let me tell you about my friends at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in South Florida, where the price you see is the price you pay. And that's when you shop their entire lineup of all your favorite Kia models, the Forte, the Soul, the Sportage, the Sorento, the Telluride. For all those vehicles, Hollywood Kia, they can do the deals that other dealers can't or won't do. Plus, right now, get up to $5,000 over Kelley Blue Book trade-in value for your trade. Make sure to check out their website, HollywoodKia.com. Whether you're in Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale, or Miami, they have the best customer service around. You're going to find it at Hollywood Kia. They're conveniently located on the corner of Pembroke Road and 441. And as I always tell you, we want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Thanks to Chris Whittingham for joining us today. Thanks to Jimmy, Josh Appel, who hung out for a couple hours as well. Coming up, Hurricane Hotline from 6 to 7 with Joe Zagacki. And then 7 to 9, it's the GOAT, Larry Bluestein, on the high school sports show right here on WQAM. Talk to everybody tomorrow right here on the Hawkman and Crowder Show. I'm Solana. Adios, Miami.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need. Need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.